The preparation passage for the lesson from Baal HaSulam's Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, letter 125. It is impossible to attain the above fourth discernment of love without first attaining the revelation of the face, which is destined to come to the entire world. That gives one strength to sentence the entire world to a scale of merit. As Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, says, and we have already learned that the matter of the disclosure of the face will inevitably turn every grief and sadness that came during the concealment of the face into wondrous pleasures, until one regrets having suffered so little. Hence, we must ask, when one sentences oneself to a scale of merit, he certainly remembers all the grief and pains he had had during the concealment of the face. This is why it is possible that they will all be turned into wondrous pleasures for him, as we have said above. But when he sentences the entire world to a scale of merit, how does he know the measure of grief and pain that all the people in the world suffer, so as to understand how they are sentenced to a scale of merit, in the same manner as we explained regarding one's own sentencing? To avoid having the scale of merit of the entire world lacking, when one is qualified to sentence them to a scale of merit, one has no other tactic but to always pain himself with the troubles of the public, just as he suffers with his own troubles. Then the scale of sin of the entire world will be ready within him, like his own scale of sin. Thus, if he is granted sentencing himself to a scale of merit, he will be able to sentence the entire world to a scale of merit too, and attain being a complete righteous.
The matter is just as Baal HaSulam depicts it. It goes according to the rule that there is no light without a kli, without a vessel. If I want to feel something good, beforehand I should feel the same in an evil form. Even if it's not so pleasant to hear this, this is reality. There's no good without bad. Because first there should be the feeling of the kli, that I am suffering, I am lacking the amount of suffering. What word does he use? Grief and sadness. This I must feel. And according to the magnitude of grief and sadness I feel, accordingly I feel fulfillment later on. There is no feeling of pleasure without the feeling of the lack of pleasure. This is what we see in our world. There is no other choice. It must be this way. Therefore, we guard ourselves in a very strict manner. The body guards itself, a person guards itself, we have a defensive force that we don't want to suffer too much in order not to suffer. Even if later on there could be some joy, but not with them and not with their reward, as it is called. In such a way, we try ourselves all the time in life. Being a little hungry, that's okay. We'll soon get to some place where we'll eat and drink. It's good to feel bad in a small extent, even if accordingly you don't receive great pleasure later on, but minus 5 and plus 5. But minus 50, we don't want it, even if later on we will receive plus 550. We have some understanding that there is no good without bad. But how can we reach high levels of pleasure and good that does good, eternal good, according to all different dimensions possible? How can I suffer so much beforehand? Or as Bala Sulam says, if you need to get the degree of righteous, you should feel all the troubles that I had and have in order to feel in these troubles the pleasures. Yes? And then I justify the Creator for the fact that whatever I've gone through, all these troubles are in order to feel the pleasure. And I say, you are the good that does good, because I understand that there cannot be good without bad, pleasure without a deficiency, light without a kli. And thus I thank him. It's very difficult to understand this, how I justify such a thing. But he continues on and says, this is the level of righteous, that for myself I see that I'm totally empty in the past and present, and in the future I obtain the pleasure. Also, I should judge the whole world to the scale of merit, and then I will be called a complete righteous. Not a righteous, a complete righteous. When I am included with all the grief, all the sadness of the whole world, each and every person, what has been done, everything he's gone through, through all his incarnations, the whole of humanity. No one lacking. When I'm included in all these grief and sadness, I receive fulfillment for all these troubles, and I justify the Creator for imparting the troubles and the pleasure. And then I will be called a complete righteous. Can such a thing be? But we read it in the text. And indeed, according to the law of lights and vessels, this is what should be. What is the solution here? What really happens here? How can we build? I'll ask it in a way that it will be understood to you already. How can we build a kli which is able to feel all the troubles of all the still vegetative, animate, and humans all along history? And each and every person should do it in such a manner. The weakest person can swallow all this grief in him, accumulate it, And later on, to have it inverted into the good. How do we go through this phase? Because it's clear, it's impossible. Even myself, I'm unable to open to the suffering and the troubles more than a little bit. If I'll have the pleasure in one moment, so I'm willing to suffer right now. My defensive power won't allow this. It will never allow it. What can we do? It's clear, right? There should be here some special system that helps me go through the suffering, the pain, and to accumulate it for myself and for all my history, throughout all history and for all the world. How do we do it? Maybe we should leave it as an open question. But the question is clear? Clear. Let's begin the lesson. Think about it. Think about it very well, because this is a problem. Problem about all the sorrow we have in the world.